Hey, everybody. It is Vegas Vince with Barter Arbitrage 2.0, another little case study here. And this one, we're going to talk about mining barter gold on Craigslist. Now, I'm going to tell you right up front, I am not going to go into a ton of detail on this because it is a major component in the updated 2.0 version of Barter Arbitrage. But I want to prep everybody ahead of time, and I'm going to do that by telling you that you need to get over to Craigslist, and you actually need to click the section that says barter. I was shocked to find out that a lot of you didn't even know there was a barter section there. Now, there is some really, really incredible strategies that we will be getting into about how to use Craigslist and barter. But I can tell you one thing. When you get to this section, these people are predisposed to trade. Doesn't mean everything they have is something that you want, but it could be something that you want to trade for because you can then leverage and trade it up. And, for instance, I'm looking right here in my town, and again, this doesn't require you to be a member of ITEX or organized barter to do, but right here it says, mobility scooter, $1. That's usually, when you see $1, usually means they're, you know, it's trade. And it is in the barter section. And this looks like it's almost brand new. It says, says we have a mobility scooter, Action Cat scooter, battery powered, et cetera, et cetera. And then it says, and this is really key, we are looking to sell or trade, and we're looking for home defense items, car audio of equal value, fire department gear. We are open to suggestions. Let us know what you got. And see, one of the key things about doing trades on Craigslist is oftentimes you'll find somebody who has X and he just flat out wants Y. And if you have it and it's a good trade, you can do that. But more often than not, you probably don't have it. So you're looking for these people. And the cool thing about the barter people on Craigslist, you know, Craigslist kind of, they've got their own little factions in there. Barter people that are open to trade are literally open to trade. So you're looking, you know, in your town under barter, the idea is to find these people that, you know, are pretty much open to a lot of different things. I'm noticing a lot of people that are looking for firearms. It's shocking. I guess it shouldn't be, but it is. They're willing to trade just about anything for, like, firearms. In fact, I've got one listing here that's kind of interesting. And again, this is where a guy would have to do some due diligence and find out what this thing's worth, but it is a night vision spotting scope, and it's kind of funny. I have an Intruder 1 night vision spotting scope, model BN-101. It runs on a simple 9-volt battery, X10 zoom, comes in padded case, works beautifully. I want to trade for hunting items or anything that goes boom, crossbows, kayaks, boat motors, pressure washer. Send any offers. Come check it out tonight. I'm up till 4 a.m. I bet he is, too. Good luck walking into his place at 4 a.m. You'll probably get shot. But my point being is there are a lot of interesting items, and that type of scope right there, I can tell you, is in demand. Now, the idea, can you make a trade? You know, again, we're going to get into the strategies. One of the shows I highly recommend everybody watch, and I'm going to talk about this in a separate audio, is Barter Kings. And I'll let you know the channel and the day it runs, and you guys can go to YouTube and punch it in. But these guys, unlike, first of all, I'm going to break some hearts here, but shows like Storage Auction, Storage Wars, whatever the hell it's called, it's show business, people. It's not your business. I do my research. Storage Wars is pretty much BS. The Barter King show, the guys are always trading up. So they're always taking an item, say that's worth 200, and they use positioning and their dialogue, and this is what I want everybody to study as well when we get to that part, how they're able to trade up, because it's easy to trade, you know, something 200 for something 200, but these guys, the whole purpose is to trade, say, a $100 item, and by the time they're done, they're up to $1,000. And it's basically just by positioning and dialogue and fulfilling someone's actual need, and we'll get into that. But Craigslist is a really, really good place to start just to familiarize yourself with the fact that there are people out there with some cool stuff, and they're open to trade. And in a lot of cases, you're going to want to obtain some of these items, not because you want them or because you want to sell them, but because you want to trade up. I always say trade up as far as you can trade up, because that's what creates the massive leverage. That's what these guys do. They don't just do a trade for, you know, here's 100 items, we traded up for 200, now we're done. They keep going and going and going. And I'm not saying you got to go 9, 10 levels deep, but the number one rule of trade is always trade up. Never, you don't trade, you know, you're not really interested in trading down, obviously. And unless it's just something you absolutely want, you don't trade even. If you're trying to create some leverage, it's always about trading up. So I'm not going to get into all the variety of different ways you can use Craigslist. There's also a free section on there that, believe it or not, often has very heavy items that people just want the hell out of their houses. And if you're, you know, paying attention, you can grab these things, and the price on them is free. But familiarize yourself with the barter section. Go to your town. There is a button there, you know, where they list all this stuff, and it will say barter, and start going through it, because it is going to be a part of this course. And again, this is another example that'll work if you're low on cash. It doesn't matter where you live as long as Craigslist is there. And some really cool strategies. And then again, I'm just prepping you guys on this. I want to say that I'm really proud of a lot of you out there who have just gone to town just on the free information. Shannon Tucker, if I probably screwed his name up, Shannon, posted today that he had done a trade. And this is silly sounding, but it was a great trade. He traded a brisket, which looks like a beautiful spiral ham, but it's a brisket, and he traded it for a couple hundred dollars in welding. But with what he actually had in the, you know, as far as hard cost in the brisket, he ended up probably getting an ROI of somewhere around 7-1. And the welding he would have had to pay cash for. And he said, oh, Vinny, it's a small deal, but what I want to remind all you guys is this something, and this is very important, something I need to remind you all about. The small deals are no different than the big deals. The methodology is exactly the same. The only difference between the big deal and the small deal are the numbers are bigger. And the fact is, I got another email from somebody who said the free information I'm giving away is better than most WSOs. Now, one other thing, and they're right, by the way. I mean, I'm actually trying to give you guys some value. Now, again, because this is such a major component of 2.0, I'm not going into all the details. But just the mere fact that I'm letting you know there's a barter section, and to start looking at it with, you know, a different mindset than you normally would have, it will open up some ideas for you. I want to mention that probably by tomorrow there will be a little opt-in box up when you click home page. It'll be somewhere below the chick in the bikini. It'll be somewhere on that page. I'm not doing it because I want your friggin' name so I can mail you stuff. What I'm going to do, and I'm doing it for selfish reasons, I come out and just say it. I want anybody that wants the early bird edition of 2.0 to be able to get it. And I want it to be in your hands before the general public. And it's probably going to go over on the Warrior Forum because Alan says, and the Warrior Forum actually came out and gave me 2 weeks to teach barter 3 years ago, which has only been done twice. Well, that's the only time barter's ever been taught in the history of the forum, but actually it endorsed what I did. And I know that if I get this in the hands of you early birds, you guys are going to be blown away, and then you're going to do Vinny a favor and go over there and tell people you love it. And I at least will come out and tell you the truth. So if you do want the early bird edition, it basically, all that little opt-in box is it means it makes it legal. I can't really, you know, a lot of you have emailed me and say, hey, you know, can you get me on the list and so forth? Really, I can't do that. I have to make this thing legal, and you got to put your name in. But trust me, you ain't going to hear from me, man. I'm not going to bother you. I'll just let you know, hey, the product's ready, and you guys will get it before it gets released. So just keep that in mind. One other exciting bit of news in the course, I'm going to be doing a deal live where I am going to generate $10,000 in cash. That's my goal. And I'm going to do it out of thin air. And not only am I not going to have to pay interest on this $10,000 cash, if I do it right, it won't cost me anything. And if I really do it right, I actually, instead of paying interest, I will probably be getting interest. Are you interested in how that works? Pretty cool. The other thing I want everybody to do is take inventory of any personal talents you have. I don't care how asinine they may be. If you don't have if you literally don't have a talent in the world, then I want you to write down the name of two or three people you know that do. Again, I'm prepping you for some stuff that's coming up, stuff in the course. But for now, get your asses over to Craigslist and hit that barter section and just go through. You'll see some crazy stuff there. But like I said, I can show you guys how to use Craigslist to really start trading up, kind of like the guys on Barter Kings do. And we'll talk about that show in a future audio. Guys, continue to do it, man. And Shannon, I would have given you $200 worth of welding for that friggin' brisket. I saw the picture of it. Jesus, that looked good. Great trade. Scale that up. Get your metrics. Dude, you can rock it. That's all it is, just figuring out your metrics and scaling it up. Check out the article on the guy who sold the bat guano. Again, that's one of the 500 players in barter. Not sure if he's even still alive now. If he is, he's very old. But that company, I mean, let's put it like this. This guy could buy and sell Donald Trump for 10 cents of the dollar, and I doubt any of you even heard about him. That's the last post that's up there. Anyway, getting really excited. I have got two big interviews scheduled for the course as well that are going to blow your mind, and just some other strategies. And when you guys get this, you're going to just be blown away, because I know you're used to these dime cell WSOs where you got three PDFs and two videos and some bright shiny object, and then next day you figure out that Panda just slapped it. One thing about barter I will say before I leave, it's been around since the cavemen, and it's going to be around forever. It's Google free. It means Google can't slap barter. Might be able to slap e-zine articles, but it's not a tactic. It's a strategy, and it's one that's lasted a hell of a lot longer than anything else. In fact, it's lasted longer than money. It was here long before then. I've talked a little too long, but Vinny gets excited about this, and I'm trying to get you guys excited about it. Check out Craigslist barter section. Back at you. Peace.